You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Chris Thiele is the host of NPR's Live From Here. Are you a fan? That, of course, is the evolution of the longtime award-winning Prairie Home Companion. Chris is also a recipient of the MacArthur Foundation's Genius Award, which is not something you apply for. You're nominated without your knowledge and then selected for the award, and then you get a phone call that you have won. Chris and a group of his musician friends call themselves Punch Brothers, and they're performing at the Mondavi Center in Davis this Tuesday night, August 21st. CAP Radio's Morning Edition host Donna Appadoni talked with Chris a few weeks ago. Here's part of their conversation, and it focuses on Chris's new job.
One of the sources of joy for me with the radio show is getting to sort of plop myself down and hear what my colleagues are doing and turn myself back into a music lover. I love music passionately, but when you're a musician, there's this temptation to sort of athleticize every aspect of music and to use music sort of the way an athlete uses the gym, like that you're in there pumping iron and you know, or like rehabbing a rotator cuff or whatever it is. That when you're listening to music, it's like, ah, you know what, my sense of polyphony isn't what it should be, so right now I'm pounding Bach, or I'm just not feeling calibrated rhythmically speaking, so I'm listening to, you know, James Gadson play the drums or whatever it is. Like, you're addressing problems, or you're working on various aspects of your musicianship, which is healthy in a certain way and unhealthy in another way, because it turns music into this very self-serving, self-satisfying thing. And now on the show, one of my jobs and one of the jobs that I take the most seriously is that I'm meant to be presenting music that is transportive, or you know, sort of a radio of any kind that is transportive, that can lift us out of the cares and woes, you know, of which there are many these days. We've got a lot to escape from right now. I believe in the healing power of rank escapism, that it can help you address the things that are bearing down on you personally and us as, you know, citizens of the world. A two-hour break can be what's necessary, you know, the way that a marathon runner is handed, you know, one of those little paper cups of water and slams it and feels maybe a little bit better. Like, if our radio show could be one of those paper cups full of water on your journey through these crazy times, that would be my dearest hope. And for me, music has always been that, but now more than ever, as I get to take it away from that aspect of it, that it feels like training for me as a musician myself. And now I get to be a listener, just like anyone who's listening to the show for 10-minute bursts when one of our musical guests takes the stage. I get to just check in with music, and instead of like, how is this making me a better musician, it's just like, do I like this or not? And that has been a very joyful aspect of it for me.
Well, that joy and that enthusiasm that you're talking about is so evident when you're hosting the show that I think it really gets us all going, and it gets us listening to guests who are on Live From Here who we might not otherwise have paid attention to. And we say, well, listen, Chris is really thrilled about these people. I want to give them a really close listen.
That's very nice to hear.
The sketches have evolved quite a bit since you've started hosting Live From Here. I noticed a new voice in the ensemble. Claire Coffey has made it a family show.
Yes. For those who are unaware, and I'm sure it's most of you, Claire Coffey is my wife.
And a very talented actress.
She's made some appearances. She directed this last season, so she would we had to really convince her to take part in the actual sketches. Although she is a professional actor, that's what she does for a living. She was really enjoying being on the other side of the sketches, observing them and kind of helping bring them to life. I know I'm biased, but I think I'm right.
You better be. Just to note, I know she's been on some soap operas, and she was even on an M&M's commercial, and most recently on Grimm for a couple of several seasons, right?
Six of them. Yeah.
Six of them. Okay.
Six seasons. We moved out to Portland, Oregon while she was on that show, and it was a really wonderful time for us, and such sweet people all around. it was an idyllic time for us. We're back in New York now.
Good. That's great. That last show from Telluride was monumental. Could you, that's like the best show you've done. Could you feel it?
That show had built itself up in my mind over the course of the entire season. I mean, I started thinking about it last summer. Actually, that's not true. I started thinking about it when first the opportunity of hosting the show just fell into my lap. I was just starting to think about what I might like to do with this 2 hours to commune with the country on a weekly basis. I still can't believe my luck that's a reality in my life. But that was one of the very first things I thought of. Like, what if we broadcast live from Telluride, this place that has meant so much to so many acoustic musicians over the years? And that festival is aligned with what has traditionally been the textural aesthetic of the show, and also continues to align itself with this new breed of musician who seeks, rather than affiliation with any particular genre, just seeks affiliation with music at large, and it's a bluegrass festival in name only, really, at this point, and is a music festival, but one that welcomes with open arms musicians who are more familiar with acoustic music, but then also electrified musicians as well. It was an immensely important show to me. That festival is the holidays for America's acoustic musicians. We all get together and like, oh, you had a kid? Oh, I get to meet the kid. The whole family's
yeah.
here. And you have a new record out. Ooh, let me hear it. It's almost like a trade show for us. And, slash holiday gathering with your closest friends. And I wanted to try and bring that feeling to the radio. More than bring the radio show to the festival, it was more like bring the festival to public radio and include all of our listeners in that festival for that 2 hours.
Well, you did it. It was just a wild ride the whole 2 hours, and I was just glued to what I was listening to, sitting alone in my house, and the neighbors must have wondered why I was applauding and cheering wildly, but I couldn't help myself. It was so good.
Thank you.
Now, is there anybody who you consider the dream guest for Live From Here?
You know, I think I used to sort of sweep to what extent I'm obsessed with Radiohead under the rug, and I'm no longer doing that. I would love to have Radiohead as a guest on our show. But there's so many people that I think would be amazing. I keep wanting to have Janelle Monáe on the
Ooh.
Show. We keep asking. It keeps not working out. I think her energy is spectacular, and I really dig her music. One of these days, I would love for the show to be a place where someone like Kendrick Lamar could come on and do his thing. I think he's such a spectacular musician. I'll tell you what, we ask for the moon. So I think you'll see a wide variety of music on the show next year.
Well, I have to say, from just one radio person to another, it's been fun hanging with you this morning. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you very much. Pleasure to talk to you and keep on keeping on, you and everyone out there. Thank you.
That was Chris Thiele talking with Donna Appadoni. You can find a longer version of their conversation through a link at capradio.org/insight. Chris and Punch Brothers are performing, as you just heard, Tuesday night at the Mondavi Center in Davis, and we'll post a link for more information about the show as well. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio.